Learning Masechta Chagiga Daf Beis and Aleph, starting the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "Akol Chayavim Riya." Everyone's Chayav in Riya, Chutz from Chayav Shaita V'Katan, etc. What does Riya mean? Rashi says, "The mitzvah Riya is called Schurcha Shatzicha Mesroyis Ba'Azara Berega." So mitzvah Riya called Schurcha. They have to show themselves in the Azara on Yom Tov. So Rashi's Mashma that Akol Chayav Riya means to come into the Azara. Now, Taisus brings times in the Gemara, including the end of the Mishnah, Hariya Shtei Kesef, that Riya means the Eilas Riya. They bring the carbon Eila that you bring along with the Riya. And Taisus brings the Yerushalmi, that holds Fakat. The Mishnah is only talking about the carbon, and Lenin being Misra, Mazar, even the Nashim Tanam Usachayiv, that you learn it from Hakel, just like Hakel is a Nashim Vataf, so too, Riyas Panim Bazara includes Nashim and Ktanim, and they're only brought there from the carbon. But Taiz brings a lot of Riyas, the Bavli doesn't hold that way, and Nashim and Ktanim are brought there even from Riyas Panim Bazara. But Taiz says it means both. That Riya means both the carbon Ayla and the Riyas Panim Bazara. At the Lashon of the Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Hariya Amur B'Tayrhu, Sheira Panim Bazara B'Yant of Rishin Shalchang, V'Yavi Imai, carbon oil, behema. The Riya is showing your face in the Azara and bringing a carbon. If someone comes to Azara B'Yamisha and does not bring an oil, not only he wasn't Mekayim a mitzvah say, so from the Rambam it's Mavur that it's not two dinim. There's a din to be Yerupanim Azara, and there's another din to bring a carbon oil. It's one din. The mitzvah is to appear in the Azara with a carbon ayla. If you appeared without a carbon ayla, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. Because it's one mitzvah. And it has two components. And one without the other is not a kiyum. As it's mavur in the Rambam. So the Terevin asks, and the Yishalmi is mavur not the way. The Yishalmi is mavur that Nashim and Tafa mechuyiv in Riya Ba'azara, even without a carbon. So Rai says, there is a key in mitzvahs Riyah without a carbon, according to Shalmi, Banashim, and Ktanim. So Terebah holds Eina Chinami, according to Shalmi, it's Mavud, is two dinim. There's a mitzvah Riyah, there's another mitzvah of carbon. But the Bavli, which Taisus is Mechiach, holds that there's no such thing. Whoever is pater from the carbon is also pater from the Riyah. The Bavli holds it's the same mitzvah, and the Riyah's Panam Azar is not Meskayim without the carbon. Well, the chayr, it's a bissel shver, because there's no klar makar that you're not mekayim the mitzvah zriya without a carbon. The Rambam names are not mislara. And that's good for the mitzvah. If the Yishalmi doesn't hold that way, so even though the Bavli argues and holds that Noshim and Tafa pata from Riyas Panim Mazar altogether, but if in the Yishalmi it's mavur, there are two mitzvahs, and the Bavli, you don't see argues on the issue of the two mitzvahs. Maybe the Bavli also holds his two mitzvahs, just Nashim Pater for both mitzvahs. So where did the Rambam see that the Bavli is chelik? Mishleima, Stamazai, what's the Makar Rambam? You could say in Svarah, that's how we learned. That din Riyah means a Riyah with a carbon. That's why it's called Riyah. But if the Shalmi didn't hold that way, it's a little bit shvayit to say Misvarah. So this Vasemis talks about it. He says that he wants to tie in, and maybe the Rambam holds the reason why you're not mekayim the mitzvah is because of the lav l'ro p'nai reikam. Since you are either the lav l'ro p'nai reikam, that makes it that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Not shayach shem mekayim the mitzvah if you're either the lav. So if you have someone that's mechuyiv to be roi upon a bazara and not to bring a carbon, so you can have a kiyum. But someone's mechuyiv with the carbon and he doesn't bring a carbon, sounds like a bit like a mitzvah above Aveira. But the Rambam's not so mashma that way. The Rambam mentions love afterwards. The Rambam says, Lo yidai shlosa mitzvah say, Ella shava mitzvah say. Not only was he not over, but also he's over mitzvah say. It sounds from the Rambam, the reason why he's not over is like he said, the mitzvah is, Shiro panam mazar, the avim a carbon. That's good for the mitzvah. You miss the carbon, so you don't have the mitzvah. And the Rambam is masiv. Not only don't you have a mitzvah, but you also are over alive. It's not mashman that the reason why you're not over mitzvah is over alive. Doesn't sound that way. So in Afikayam, Chaylik Aleph, Save 7 Days, also declares like this, but declares that maybe You don't say a mitzvah rabba aveira if the aveira is that you did the mitzvah improperly. If it was another aveira, the mitzvah came with another aveira, that's a mitzvah rabba aveira. But if you did a mitzvah, and if you didn't do it properly, you were even aveira, he didn't think that would be called the mitzvah rabba aveira. But Al Kapanim, Mr. Semis says another svara, that the Yishalmi doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah zariya for Nosha Matav for that a korban. It's a nayadin. It's a nayin din riyah that's learned from Hakel. It's not the same din. That's the pshat in the Yisham. Yeah, the Briski Rav in Erechin, that Beisu Beis also says it. See, the Briski Rav, Al Kedei Kach, he held in Svara that it's one mitzvah. So you want to know what's pshat in the Yishalmi? If the mitzvah is to be Nisrav Bazar to bring a carbon, so how could it be Mechalik? And learn that from Hakel, the Nasha Mechayiv in the mitzvah of Riyas Panam Azara, when they're not Mechayiv in the mitzvah's carbon. So he says, the chiyuv from Hakel is a naya chiyuv. The mitzvah of Shalosh Panim Rishon Yei Roha is only miskayim with the carbon, like the Rambam says. That the Yishalmi is mechayev Noshim and Taf with Riyah is not the mitzvah of Yeroha. It's a naya din Riyah, which is learned there from Hakel. Here's what Sam says in the second teretz. The chayuv sounds richtig. The Sameach on the Rambam says a little differently. He says that the Yishalmi is not being mechayev Noshim altogether, just being mechayev Ktanim. Ktanim is learned there from Hakel. And Ktanim, you can't have a kasha to not bring a carbon because the mitzvah of the Ktanim is not on the Ktanim. The mitzvah is on the father. Just like the father is a din to bring the Ktanim to Hakel, he also is a din to bring the Ktanim in Sadviya. And male, it's not a kasha, where's the carbon? The father is bringing a carbon. And the Ktanim are mechuyev in Riyah. Taizim before not the way. Taizim before that he learned the Yishalmi that the Noshim are chayev in Riyah. But the Arsameach is learning the Yishalmi. No, the Yishalmi just means the Ketanim. And male is not Shver in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the mitzvah is coming in with the carbon. And Echanami, Noshim don't have a mitzvah b'chlal. The Yishalmi is the Ketanim, you mechuyev to bring them. And it's not called bring them without a carbon because the father is bringing a carbon for himself. That's the chiyuv of the carbon. Good. The Gemara goes, Vayta kol asiyumai. The Gemara talks different things. What's that called to be marva? But then it says, Achige b'yamishim is pasha b'yam sheni. That he's still chayin, even though he's potter b'yamishim because he's a chige. But since now he's not a chige anymore, so he's chayin, for the Gemara says to Machlekes, Chanich l'man yom akum t'shlum in zel azeh, Elman yom akum t'shlum l'rishin is la'si yamai. If yom akum t'shlum in zel azeh, so even if he's potter b'rishin, he's still chayin v'sheni. If you all call the Shlomo Rishon, any chnami is potter, so right, you don't have a kol asiyumai. So the Gemara brings a machlokes, if that you could bring the carbon all 7 days, is that only a tashlumim for the Rishon, it's only when you mechayev the first day? Well, no, each day is a separate chiyev, kol tashlumim zel azeh. Now the Tiri Evin is medayik in the Rambam that we brought before, the Rambam says like this, Umisha bal azar b'yoyim rishin lahevi oyla lo yidayish le'asa mitzvah sel shalva mitzvah le'isasei. He says, "A riyamur b'tayir shiur upon a bazar b'yontif a rishin shel chag v'yavim a karmen oyla menefem in a behema." So the Rambam, Taina the Turi Evan, the Rambam is saying that you have to come b'yoyim rishin. If you don't come b'yoyim rishin, you can't be mekayim in the mitzvah say altogether. So what is tashlumu? What's a tashlumu called shiva? That the Rambam says in Allah Adal, Mishle Hikriv V'yem Rishon Oilas Yashin HaMegaseh, HaVeizim Hikriv V'nshayim Meisei Regal. So the time of the Turi Evin, the Rambam is Mashma, the din, the mitzvah of Riyam is only the first day. The carbon, you can be Mashlim all 7 days. But the Riyas Panam Azor is Nafka the first day. That says Midayik the Rambam. But he says it's Shrev from Agamara, because Agamara is Mavur, the Chiga V'yem Rishon, is chayev v'yem sheni v'yokum teshlum in zel azeh. Now if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah zri is only b'yem rishon, so even if yokum teshlum in zel azeh, that would be legabe the carbon. But legabe the chayev v'yem, that was saying is only b'yem rishon. But that wouldn't be shayech, because if you didn't do the mitzvah b'yem rishon, you didn't have a riyas panim b'yem rishon, so what's the mechayev of the carbon? By the shal nechagiga, you could say that you're chayev in the carbon even without the riyah. Chagiga is not totally in the riyah. But the Eilish Riyah, you would need a Riyah. So if you're a Chiga B'yem Rishon, even you're called the Shlum in Zel Azeh. But that's the Gabi the Karbam. The Gabi the Riyah has to be B'yem Rishon. If you were chigiv a mishan, so you didn't have a riyah bir mishan, so it wouldn't be shaykh a karim b'chalal. As I fact on the Rambam, he's taka learning pshan in the Rambam that the riyah's panim ba'azarim is only the first day, but he's asking, oy bezoy, how would it be shaykh to have that a carbon should be brought the other day if you'll kundi shlumin zelazam, if you didn't have the riyah the first day? But other achrayim, the arsameach and the milchus chinuch, they say, and it's not what the Rambam means, and they bring a raya, because the Rambam in Perek Beis Halach Avav says mafurish not the way. He says like this, Misha bala azar kol yamei sechag, ein chayav avi oylem biyadei b'chol eshe yichnais. Right? Anyone who comes to Azara the other days of the Chag, he doesn't have to bring a Raya whenever he brings it. So you see in the Rambam clearly, Teshlumi Derishay. The Rambam is telling you a Chiddush. Reuben HaRekam is only when you're coming to do the Mitzvah Shriya. Only the first day. Right? When you come other times in the regular, you're not Mechuyev to bring a Karvan. But he says, when is that? When is when you're doing the Mitzvah Shriya? Shuyay Mishayim? So you see that that's probably the pshat in the Rambam in the beginning also. When he, even though he says Misha Bal Azar Biyay Mishalei the Oyla, he doesn't mean Dafka Biyay Mishain. Normally it's done Biyay Mishain. So he says you do it Biyay Mishain and you bring an Oyla. If you came Biyay Mishain, then bring an Oyla. Similarly, not Yaitza. But if you're coming on another day also Teshlumi Derishain, he also means that you'd be Chayev an Oyla. He's only coming lafuke. If you already came b'yom rishon, so then you're not mechuyev to bring a oil the next time you come, like he says, "Taka b'feirish and perik beis halach avav." But I'm glad that the Rambam is masking that you can be kaim the mitzvahs riyas panim b'azara than tay yamtiv. Now, that's something that the Gemara says to you, "My bechiga b'mishim sashim sheni." The Gemara's whole discussion: if you pati b'mishim and chayim v'yom sheni. So the mepharshim want to know why did the Gemara say chiger? Why not katan? Why not katan b'yom rishon v'higdol b'yom sheni? It's earlier in the Mishnah. Bishlay mecheirish and sheitam is not so shver because it's not so shkeh that a cheirish and sheita should become ois cheirish ois sheita. Chiger, okay, his leg didn't work one day, it works the next day. But a cheirish and sheita is not a shkeh. But a katan is very shkeh. Katan b'yom rishon v'higdol b'yom sheni is very shkeh. Why would it say chiger and not katan? It's just antishayla. So there's a sefer zeichel l'chagiga, early sefer, that says that by katan b'yom rishon and the scandal b'yom sheni, according to everyone, you be chayiv, even if you have the shlum in the rishon. Because if the pshat is a chiger, that means be'etzim he should be chayiv, but he was it was chal and a mepter. So b'meila, the whole chiyuv then will be al shlumin, and b'meila, if he's not chazi b'rishon, he doesn't have it in the shlumin if you hold cool the shlum in the rishon. But a katan, it's not a p'tur. It wasn't a p'tur. The pshat is he didn't yet become a chayiv. So memeila by a katan, klayt de zagin, so memeila by yom sheni is also like a mishan. He never was chal on him a p'tur. In order to have this din of kol tishlumi de mishan, and if you part the mishan, you part the b'sheni, there has to be a p'tur. But if it was like a mechusas man, he wasn't in the parish of yom mishan. So then, the Yom Sheni becomes the Yom Rishon, and Yichayev l'kuli alma. Even if you're l'kuli teshlum and the Rishon. You have to say it was Pashat to Gemara that, otherwise it could be last three of that, according to everyone. Right? So I'd say it was Pashat, right? It's interesting to swear, because l'chayev, if you're l'kuli teshlum and the Rishon, what's the difference why you're part of the Yom Rishon? What's the difference if it's Chal Abtur, or it's Mechus Azman? The Ma'i said, there's no Yom Rishon. But that's what he says. He brings the Gemara in Sachem that says, according to man, the Yom Pesach Sheni is the Shlum and the Rishayin, a katan that was higdol between the two Pesachim and Pater from Pesach Sheni. So it sounds like even by a katan you don't say the Shlumim. But Zecher Giga says like this, over there, Pesach Sheni really is not a Chiyah Pesach B'chlal. Doesn't have any Shaks of Pesach Rishayin. All of this is the Shlumim. So if you're not Chayiv in Pesach Rishayin, for whatever reason, you're not going to be Chayiv. But here you have a 7-day regal. The Pasuk teaches you that the Ikka Chiv is B'yay Mishan. So you could say that the Ikka Chiv is B'yay Mishan is Dafka for somebody that's B'chlal Chiv, but he has a Paiter, and that Paiter kapat him for the whole Yom Tov. Mashiach wasn't B'chlal Chiv, B'chlal, so Mela, the Yom Sheni has it in like Yom Mishan. As I tell you, this is Eichel HaChagiga. Now the Menchus Chinuch, Mitzvah Tav Peites, was claiming Usati mechayev a katan, even if you felt the shlum and divishim, but he says mamish lahepech. Then he says that legame chiger, chiger is a paiter. So male, if you pater be a mishain, so you pater be a mshenim. Hashenge by katan, there is no ptur. He's chayev. Why doesn't he do the mitzvah? He doesn't have das. He doesn't have das, doesn't mean he's pater. It's like a ptur einus. By a chiger, it's not a ptur einus. By a chiger, it's a ptur. The Torah was a mechayev, as I mentioned. Not a chayev, mishain, he won't be chayev the whole yantiv. But a katan, the Torah was mechayev. You don't have das, that's like an einus. It brings a svar from the prima gadim. But l'chayev, then will taka be svar from the gemara m'sachim, by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. You could say the same svar there. Bishleim, like the Zechel Chagiga svar, that a katan is totally mufki, is a mechusas man. So you could say by Pesach Rishon, it doesn't work that way. Even if you're a mechusas man, Pesach Sheni is only for someone who's mechuyev and Pesach Rishon. But if you're going to select the Mechas Kinnah Svarim, Kilo that a Katan is Mechoyev, and a Shach Lishlumen, even by a Katan, he's like an Einus, so why wouldn't you say that by Psachim also? Abyssal Shver. In the Sefer Chedusha of Leo Gutmacher, who was an earlier Sefer, he wants to say for Keret, that by a Chiger, since he's a Bar Chiyuva, if you hold, call the Shlumen Zelazem, so Mela, when he's a Spatach, he's Chayev, but a Katan, if you're not a Bar Chiyuva B'chlal, so even if Kulm Tishlum is Elazay, you'd be Pater. He wants to say, since you sent the Chiddush, he's claiming, let's say a Geyer becomes his Geyer, the day that he becomes his Geyer, is he Mechuyiv in Tfilin? He claims to say no. Well, let's say he's his Geyer in Cholam HaYitzukis. Is he Mechuyiv in Lulav in Esrig? So by Tfilin, he claims that maybe he is Chayiv, because it's not a din in the day. It's not a din, you're always Mechuyiv in Tfilin. Mechuyiv Kol Rega, it's like you're his Geyer in the middle of Shabbos, where you're Mechuyiv in Shabbos. But it claims if it's a one-time chiyuv, if you're not there in the beginning of the chiyuv, you don't get the chiyuv. By chiger, if y'all call him to shlum and zelazev, he was there in the beginning. He just had a pteranis. So meila chayach to be chayiv if y'all call him to shlum and zelazev. Now shenken a katan, he's considered that he's not there b'chlal. He came in the middle of the chiyuv. There he's claiming that maybe he's pater. Yep, interesting this verse. And the Gemara Lamaisa says the svara of Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Now it calls Mechayev Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Ravina says the Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Potter. So the Gemara says Lekasha, Kama Mishnah Rishayna, Kama Mishnah Achrayna. That originally when Bisul says you're not Kaifa, the rabbi to Meshacha the Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So then he's Eivid Rabbi Yemecha of Atzmei Yemecha. So then he's Potter. He has an Adayin. So Mimela, if he has an Adain, so Mimela, even though he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he's still Pater. Mashenke, once Beisul was married to Beisham and Abezin is Kaif for the Adain to Meshachrim, he's like Meshuchar, so Mimela B'chayiv. That's what Rashi says. Now the Rambam, Hilchus Agiga Perek Beis Lach Aleph Paskins, that a Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Pater, they said Avda Shabbai. He says he's Pater. Halacha L'mais to the Rambam Paskins, he's Pater. The Rambam is Masig. The Gemara says he's only Pater according to the Mishnah Rishayna. We're not Kaifati Meshacher. Lamaisa, the Rambam Baskin is like the Mishnah Achrayna Vadam. Are you Kaifati Meshacher? So why is the Rambam Baskin that he's Pater? He should Baskin's Kayav as they affect the Ravid. So the Marie Kirkus brings the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, which is Mavur, learned the Gemara the opposite of Rashi. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis says the following, V'amru akalch yam Marie lahavi mishachetze evachetze milchayr. That the reason why it says the Kol Chayav is to be Marbet and Chetzi Eve Chetzi Mechayin is also Chayav. Ukvar Deticha Kichazim Mizeh Adas. I already told you that we're Chayzeh for that. But then it's later Shalim Nechadim Chetzi Eve Chetzi Mechayin Shalim Mepedayinai. We don't allow a Chetzi Eve Chetzi Mechayin. See, it's Mash Meklar that the Chayav is when you hold like the Mishnah Rishayna. But we're Chayzeh for that. And the male, we're not allowed to have a Chetzi Eve Chetzi Mechayin. And l'chayr that means that we hold that it's pater. And that stems with the Rambam in Yad, that a chayr tzev a chayr tzev a chayr is pater. But what's the pshat in that? If according to the Mishnah Achrayna, that he doesn't, he's not an Eved Mechlal, you kayf for the Rambam to Meshachim, he's still pater, so kol shkei to Mishnah Rishayna be pater. What's the svar that according to Mishnah Rishayna is chayr? Vishlam, he say the other way, according to the Mishnah Rishayna is pater, because there he has to work. So he's Pater. He's still called an Eved. He's a Chatzi Eved. Chatzi Eved is also Pater. The Mar says, the Adon Hashem, Mishayim le'Adon El Hashem, he has an Adon. The Mishnah Mishayim, Mishnah Chayim, doesn't have to work. He can't even have a Shachar. So even though he wasn't a Shachar yet, he doesn't have to work. He's not considered he has an Adon. But if according to Mishnah Achrayin is Patur, right? He says he has an Adai. So why according to Mishnah Rishayin would be Chayiv? It's a Shtikl Pella. Because the Mishnah brings a Tshuva Remein of Rambam and a Rambam that says that the Smashman, what he's saying is that they're Mechayiv mean the Rabbanan. That calls a man, we're allowing a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev to exist, so we Mechayiv mean the Rabbanan. Mashenkim, once we say after Meshachrim, so the point of being Mechayiv, and the Rabbi want them to Meshachrim. So right now we're considering him an Eved, and mainly his Pater. It's a similar Shmuz by Karban Pesach, when it says that a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev, could he eat from his own Karban Pesach, was the fact that he's an Eved, is that going to shter him? Also, the Gemara makes the Tali, the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, and the Rambam Baskins that according to Mishnah Achrayna is considered like he has another. It says the same thing. It's a Tekanas Chachamim for a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev, a Chatziyev, which was unnecessary once you kaif for the Shachar. But the Marie Kurka says a Gemal de Gazach. He says, when you're like that, L'mishnu Rishayna, Sha'evet Esatzim Mechad, Harei Ubo Oysa Yoyim Kabar Chayrin Gomer. The Mishnah Rishayna holds his Eved as Atzmei Yemechad, so that day is a Ben Chayrin. That day doesn't have a Tzad Avdus. He only has an Adin Echad that day. But the Mishnah Achreina, we're not making a Chilak in days. The Kaivin Shrabu L'Shachay, so Mele always has an Adin. He has an Adin, so Mele Adin Hashem, Mishnah Eilel Adin Echad. I saw the Stipler. The Stipler didn't have the Marie Kurkus. I think it wasn't printed yet. The Stipler says it in Svar, very similar to Marie Kurkus. I think it's the same Vart. He brings the Ran in the Dorim, the beginning of the fifth Perek. The Gemara there discusses Shutfin Shenadju Anah Zem Yizeh. If someone has an Eder, Isser Anah from his Shutif, right? The Blazer Ben Yankov says they both can be Mishtamish and the Chatz Shutfis. And the Ran explains, because it's not the Pshat that you own half the Chatzir, so you're Mishtamish in your half, and your friend is Meshubit to be, let you be Mishtamish in his half, just like you're Meshubit to let him be Mishtamish in your half, you share the Ishtamshus, and Mele you can have a problem with Mudir Anah. Because even if it's Meshubit, but Kanamis Mefkiyim Midei Shibud, and Mimela, you won't be able to Mishtamish with his half, it's also Ba'ana. But what is it, Lezer Minyankov hold? No, when I'm Mishtamish, it's completely mine. That's Gufa de Chalukah. That the Zman of my Ishtamshus is totally mine, and Mimela, even though it's Mudir Anah, but I'm not using his Chayfetz, I'm using my Chayfetz. The Zman of his Ishtamshus is totally his, he's not using my Chayfetz, he's using his own Chayfetz. That's how the Ran teaches according to Blazer Ben Yankov, and he says, even according to the Rabbanan that argue, if there'll be masna mitchila, that this way the shutfis works, that everyone's going to be mishtamish bizmanay, who belong to this one bizmanay, that also be mutter. He brings the Rambam Melchis Mechir Perech Aveis, brings a musig of a kinyan lizman. I could own a chayfis for a certain mesuyim dik a time, and then it becomes not mine anymore. That's gufa. The times of the chayfis are mischala between this person and that person. The Musaf Kinyan Lizman. So that's what he's teaching. Chatziyev v'chatziyev min charin is going to work that Mizman shel Rabbi belongs totally to the Rabbi and the Eved it doesn't belong to the Eved, right? The Eved doesn't belong to himself altogether. Mizman shel Atzmei belongs totally to Atzmei, doesn't belong to the Rabbi altogether. So that's what only be Shayach according to the Mishnah Rishayna where you mechalik it. You have a time of Rabbi, a time of Atzmei. So now the time of Rabbis totally belongs to the Rabbi. The time of Atzmei belongs to Atzmei. So now the time of Atzmei has to be Eile Regel. Mashenke, according to the Mishnah Achreina, when now there's no longer a Chilik, so even though he can't be Meshaber with him, but he's the Adin, he's the Adin, so now he's Pater. The Stifle brings the Ksais. The Ksais in the Kufay and Alf is coming Lafuke that. And he brings the Rai from the Gemara and Gittin, that no, when you have a Chatzi, every Chatzi in Chayrin, he's always Chatzi Chatzi. Even with Manshal Rabbi, he's the Chatziyev v'Chatziyev Mechayin. Even with Manshal Atzim, he's the Chatziyev v'Chatziyev Mechayin. And the Stipler discusses the Raya, brings other Rayas the other way. But I think it's Mamish Mechavim to the Marie Kirkus. Marie Kirkus already said it before, that the day of that according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the day that he's working for himself, he's a total Ben Chayin, and the male, that's why he's Mechayev and Riyah. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara.